everybody, and welcome to episode number 124 of the Savvy Girls Podcast. This is Deborah.
And this is Melanie.
And we are recording to you from
Kutztown,
or Reading in Pennsylvania. And right now we're on an off ramp or an on ramp trying to get back onto the highway because we are on our way to
Maryland Sheep and Wool.
We are going to the Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival. We've been planning to go for a while now, but we didn't actually book our hotel or our car or make any sort of concrete plans until a couple days ago, but we're on our way, and so this episode will be all about our adventures at the Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival.
Assuming we get there.
Please, I hope we do.
So sit back.
Don't sit back. Get up, hurry over to Maryland.
Right, which will have been quite over by the time this airs.
And enjoy this episode.
Enjoy the show.
And I say, wait, hey, it's just an ordinary day, and it's all your state of mind. At the end of the day, you just got to say it's all right.
So Melanie and I are in the car right now, and we are headed to Maryland, and
in theory.
My goodness, I haven't been on the podcast in such a while, and I've been doing knitting, and I haven't spoken about it, and I have a number of yarn reviews to do, and some other product reviews to do, and of course I haven't been talking about what's been going on in my life, because I haven't been talking.
So you've been talking a lot, just not on the pod, go on.
Right, so why don't I give a little update with what's been going on with me?
Sure.
And then Melanie can do some talking, or we'll stop podcasting, and then pick up the podcast machine after. So here we go with what's been up with me. I've been back in New York for about a week now. I took a 2-week vacation during which I was in Edmonton or St. Albert hanging out with mom. And it was a very, very relaxing 2 weeks. Passover passed. So Passover is a Jewish holiday that celebrates the, if you're familiar with your Bible stories, it was the whole parting of the Red Sea and the Exodus from Egypt. So there was Passover, and then after that, it was a lot of mom and Deborah time where we watched Downton Abbey and this wonderful and charming show, if you don't know about it, called The Midwife. And I picked up running. I'm not running very far distances, but I've kept it up, and, you know, I went running each day when I was in Edmonton, so that was nice. And I spent time with Savvy Bro, and I was knitting, and I knit a hitchhiker. I jumped on the bandwagon and knit myself a hitchhiker shawl, and I will talk about it at another time because really I need to talk about the yarn, and I don't have any of the information in front of me. So, but that's been the last 3 weeks or so. I don't remember anything that's happened prior to those 3 weeks. I think I was
to Detroit.
No, that was ages ago.
It's been kind of ages.
No, I think I talked about my trip to Ottawa and to Detroit on the podcast.
Sure.
If I haven't, it was a couple months ago. I went to Ottawa for a week. I went to Toronto. I'm pretty sure I podcasted about
that. That was beginning of March. You probably did. Well, you're back.
So.
You're back. Welcome back.
Yeah, I'm back. And it's May. And Melanie has far more exciting news than I have. Oh my goodness, I love living in New York, but I don't have as many silly events. I don't know. I don't have as much to talk about as my sister does.
Well, you're looking forward to the summer in New York. That should be really nice.
I am looking forward to the summer in New York. Every weekend, the city empties out. It seems that there are all sorts of, well, not it seems, it feels like a holiday every weekend because people head out, they head out to out of the city, so they're going to Long Beach, or they go to where else?
Long Island. They go to Long Beach as part of Long Island. I'm trying to turn it off.
Okay.
Just keep it binging.
But there's another place.
Long Island, they go to Montauk, the south of Long Island. They go upstate.
Yeah, and to the place that's famous.
Famous.
The place that's famous for where people go.
Well, Long Island.
No.
Hamptons.
They go to the Hamptons.
It's part of Long Island.
Oh. Anyway, so people leave town, but Deborah stays in town, and so every weekend feels like I have the city almost to myself, and as much as it would be nice to be heading out of town for the weekend, it's also really nice to have a calmer New York when the weather is beautiful and I can spend time in Central Park and etc., etc.
You should probably not treat it like your own room as far as you should wear clothes when you go around New York, even if it feels like your own.
I didn't say like it was my own room. I felt said it felt like my own city.
Yeah, but just don't treat it like your bedroom, maybe.
Okay, I
maybe you shouldn't.
Well, hadn't intended to, but good advice.
It's the best
advice.
I got right now. We're lost.
Good advice. Melanie, have you talked about your latest acquisition on the podcast yet?
I have not talked. There's so much to talk about on
the
podcast.
Why don't you start talking?
But this is your update.
No, I'm done my update. I realize that I have a pretty boring life.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, we're heading to Maryland.
Yeah, we talked about that.
I'm building up to this. This is called building up to itness.
This is called repetition. Oops, sorry. Oh, you know what? I forgot to tell a very funny story.
Are you talking about earlier today?
Yes.
This is going to be part of our...
I thought you were going to talk about the Craigslist find.
I was going to, but are we talking about our drive currently, or are we talking about what I've been up to?
What you've been up to.
All right. Let's talk about our drive currently.
All right, so...
Oh, dear.
I went to rent a car.
Deborah, I'm telling the story.
Okay, fine. I went to rent a car. I rented the car. It's a brand new...
Mini car.
It's a mini. And we... I drove it back to our apartment. We filled it. And normally when we go on road trips, Melanie's the driver.
Because Deborah's knitting.
Because I want to knit. But it's a brand new car, and I don't know. I just kind of feel like it needs to be well cared for. Generally, cars should be well cared for. But there's something about the newness of this car that really, I'm feeling protective over it.
It had gone 200 miles. That's it. It was pretty new.
Pretty new. So we loaded it up, and Melanie started driving, and we made it to,
40th Street. We were about to go in the Lincoln Tunnel.
So about 50 streets down.
Yeah.
And
30 streets.
About to go in the Lincoln Tunnel. But on the way, Melanie had brought some snacks. So among the snacks were blackberries that I devoured, and I offered Melanie a few and then just ate them all. And then
tomatoes.
Also there were some not cherry tomatoes, but like the small tomatoes, baby tomatoes. And I had a couple, and Melanie had one, but she makes, when Melanie wants me to feed her something, she makes baby bird noises and just opens her mouth.
Should we demonstrate?
No, I don't know if we should.
That's right.
And then she flaps her wings, being her hands. She flaps them around. So it is amusing.
And it works. I usually get food.
I do usually put something in her pie hole at that point.
Not pie often.
No, no. So this time she did it, and I put a tomato in her pie hole. Melanie thought she was funny.
Oh, no, I am funny.
So she was already kind of laughing, and then she bit down on this tomato, and the tomato squirted all over the car. Not over the whole car, just over the steering wheel and the driver's side door and perhaps the windshield and, on herself. And so then she thought that was extremely funny.
It was really, really funny.
And couldn't stop laughing, and therefore was risking also, like, spitting out this tomato. It was not terribly pleasant for me to watch.
It's okay. No, no, no.
Somewhat
it's,
horrified.
It's not as bad as last year's trip to Maryland.
Last year's trip to Maryland was when Melanie was drinking and then laughed.
No, you said something funny.
Whatever.
You did. It was your fault.
And then Melanie, it went up. You know, she started choking and...
Almost
died.
If
you really
want
to know about it, then, you know, go to last year's podcast and
give
it a listen. It was, you know...
Hilariously dangerous.
Right. So we're driving along and then we get to 40th Street or 40-something and we're looking to turn to go through the bridge.
To go on through the tunnel.
Whatever. Can I tell the story? Sorry. Right, I meant tunnel. It wasn't a bridge.
In fact, I was wrong.
Okay. So, Melanie had... I was telling Melanie about when I rented the car, because she wasn't there when I did the rental, and I was saying, oh, yeah, well, I got the insurance. And Melanie said, oh, no, but, you know, you have the insurance on your credit card, and if you rented it on your credit card, then you don't need the extra insurance. And just as we were saying, just as Melanie started saying, maybe we should call them and see if they would be willing to take the insurance off the rental, Melanie hit a bus.
He hit me. The bus hit me.
There was physical contact between the vehicle that Melanie was driving and a tour bus.
In my defense, it likely wasn't my fault.
Likely not entirely.
I think
fault.
It was half. There was one lane, and we both decided
owned
to
it.
Own it. And I guess I won. I'm the one who got in the lane.
Yeah, Melanie did end up going first. Turns out it was what one might call a bumper kisser, and the only marks to our car were rubber, the rubber that had rubbed off the bumper and onto the paint, but that just rubs right off. So thankfully we were able to just go our merry ways. And also thankfully I had the insurance. And let me tell you, after that we both looked at each other and said, we're not calling to cancel the insurance. I'd rather be double insured.
The car is fine.
The car is fine, other than, you know, a little bit of tomato goop here and there.
The car is fine. We'll lick that off later.
Oh, you can lick it off. So that was funny.
And then I have a confession, which I already confessed on Ravelry. However, we took a shortcut, a detour. We took a little detour.
This was not a we. Melanie was driving and made this decision. So go ahead.
There was a guy I wanted to see about an accordion in Dover, and so instead of going...
Dover, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, instead of going directly on the New Jersey Turnpike, we took a little trip that would have involved stopping in Dover on the way to Maryland.
The little trip would have added at least an hour to our driving.
Right, exactly. So the point is, I had arranged with this crazy old guy from Dover to buy this accordion. Not that I need an accordion... Exactly, but my accordion's so nice, I'm scared to travel with it as a prop for my show, and I thought, okay.
It's a little big to travel.
It's a little big, I love it, but, and things get banged up on stage, I never leave it in the theater, I always take it with me, so I'm carrying it around all day, and I plan to bike to the theater when I'm in Prague, and I'm leaving in something like 4 days. So, I thought, great, a secondary accordion, this is great, it was a good price, he said it was in good condition, it all sounded right, I told him I was coming. We made it as far as Allentown. I gave him a call, and he said, oh, actually, I sold the accordion today. And I was much chagrined.
Yeah, no, Melanie was fairly unhappy and may have told him that she felt it was discourteous.
I was polite.
You were polite.
I was
polite.
You were polite,
but somewhat firm, in that it would have been more courteous had he either told her that the accordion was unavailable prior to her driving from New York to Pennsylvania, or if he had just not sold it to a different person.
Right, when we had an agreement that he would sell it to me. We talked yesterday, and the agreement was to meet today. So...
Right, so...
Yes, so...
But no, Melanie didn't exactly tell me that the detour was going to add a significant amount of time. In fact, Melanie phrased it as, I found a great place for us to go to lunch, and it's only going to add about 20 minutes to our drive, so how about we go there for lunch? And I said, I'm suspicious, but okay, lunch sounds good. What you found sounds good. And then once we were at lunch, she admitted that lunch was on the way, but the accordion was not.
Exactly.
So.
But we didn't go to Dover. We in theory, got back on the road after Allentown.
That's right. And we are on the road now, and we're going a reasonable speed.
Not anymore. We're about to hit another village. Not a bus. We're not about to hit a bus.
Not a bus.
Just a smaller town. We seem to be on a secondary highway once again.
Yeah, the GPS took us on a slower route where there are fewer lanes and slower cars.
But it's scenic. I quite like it.
It's very pretty. It's just, it has added easily half an hour to 40 minutes to our drive.
It's not as if we have anything to do tonight.
Yeah, I'm tired. I would like to sleep. I've been working really hard, people. I love you all. But I'm tired, man. I'm tired all the time. Except when I was on vacation. And then I was, well, sleeping until 11 every day. So less tired then.
Well, okay. I feel that although this time Craigslist didn't work out for me, it did last week.
Last week was a very special
week
for
Melanie.
Well,
this week actually was 2 days ago.
Okay, well, it was a very special day.
So, even though the things didn't work out with Craigslist for this accordion, which probably was a little bit too much of an antique to worry about, I don't know. I really wanted it. Who are we kidding? However, it did work out earlier this week.
You had quite the Craigslist find.
So the other day I decided that I decided I needed a piano. Just, it didn't have to be great. I just wanted a piano because I want one. And
well, you just started playing around on Craigslist to see what you could get for free, wasn't it?
Actually, the handyman in our building mentioned that one of our neighbors was giving away a piano.
Oh, this is how it started.
And that he'd help me move it in, and I thought, great, free piano. That sounds fantastic. And he really built it up, and he said she'd been looking for a home for it for months, and he'd go and ask her about it, and he went and asked her, and she had just called Goodwill, who had come to pick it up.
Oh,
so, I know.
Missed that one by an inch.
I know. So I was feeling pretty sad about that. Pretty sad. I didn't knit my feelings away, but I was still pretty sad.
I did it for her.
Right, exactly. So then I thought, Deborah and I had looked up free things on Craigslist just for fun when people put on binders and adult diapers and all those free great things you can just get for free.
Used. Free.
Yeah, it's free. So I thought, what about pianos?
Well,
so
if one person gave away a free piano, then surely other people might also be looking to do so.
So I logged on and I found a listing for a Hardman 1925 Baby Grand piano for free 5 blocks away. And I thought, whoa,
it's meant to be.
But the listing had been up for 3 days. So I called him and he said that 12 people had contacted him before me, and he was going to be fair and do first come, first serve. And the first people had come, and the rule was you needed movers who were licensed and bonded to move the piano. That was his personal rule.
No, I think that was the apartment's rule.
No, I'm getting to that. He said it was his personal rule.
Okay.
Turns out it was the apartment's rule, but he phrased it as his.
Well, he also, this piano had a lot of personal meaning to him, so he wanted it well cared for.
Right. The piano and a huge shelf of music books and records and scores and all these wonderful things and a beautiful mahogany music stand had all belonged to his lover.
I think probably spouse at that point. They lived together.
Right. He phrased it as lover.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or partner and then lover. But yeah, so his spouse. And they had lived together for probably 20 years in that apartment. And 10 years ago, he had died. And the piano had been there ever since. And now this guy was moving back. And now the piano owner is moving back to Virginia. And
so it was the deceased spouse's piano.
Yes.
And it had stayed in the apartment for 10 years unused. And now the gentleman was moving and was looking for a new home for his former spouse's piano.
Exactly. So I went over to look at it, and it was a dream piano. You know how sometimes one's eyes lock across the room with someone else's eyes, and you know it's meant to be?
No, I've never experienced that, but okay.
Me either. But that's
how I've heard it happens.
I've heard it happens too. It's never happened to me, but it did happen with this piano. And I knew it meant to be, but I was 12th in line, and he was so nice. He let me take a whole bunch of opera scores that he had, and antique store. I don't know if we should interrupt the story with a little perusing of antiques.
Okay, this is going on the podcast. We are now going to peruse antiques, and Melanie will continue her story after we go look for an accordion in the antique store.
Where is the antique store?
Antique closed.
Business closing.
It's closing.
I don't think
Friday.
I don't know about this.
Is okay. This the door?
It doesn't seem to have anything. Okay.
I don't think
this is a thing.
Okay, Melanie's going to merge carefully and safely, and then she will continue her story.
All right. Maybe there'll be more antiques. This
merge
is fun.
Complete.
Now we're at, like, antiques.
By merge, I mean turn. Okay, turn complete.
Looks like there's actually antiques ahead. Oh, gosh, we're in Antiqueville, Pennsylvania. So, he gave me the music stand, which I got home, and it was absolutely gorgeous. And I thought, you know what this music stand needs?
A piano.
A piano. So I was really sad that I didn't get the piano.
She did actually lament quite a bit about this piano.
Because it was meant to be, and
And she was looking online for other pianos, and once you've seen a baby grand, then
It's hard to go back
to an upright.
Exactly! That's how I feel about a lot of things in my life. Once you go baby grand,
you can't go upright.
And once you go baby grand, yeah. And he called me the other day and said, hey, do you want the piano? The second people turned it down, I guess he decided to not go with his list anymore. The second people had turned it down because they're opening a recording studio, and I think they wanted a new piano for the recording studio. They said there was a tiny crack in the soundboard. I looked it up, cracks in soundboards, and apparently it's just a thing that happens. It's not a big deal. So I thought, okay, it's meant to be.
So he offered it to her one day, and Melanie called that very same day.
I found piano movers who were willing to come Is everything freaking closed?
Well, it is 6:10.
I know, but closed.
Closed. Oh. I guess they're all closed.
It's a dollar shed. All items are a dollar.
Aw, that's too bad.
Okay.
They have fishing nets. And used hockey equipment.
I need a picture of this.
That looks like a used cup. I don't know. I don't think
scary.
That's a cup. So I got home that night. Melanie looked fairly sheepish. And said, so something happened today. would you like something nice to eat, Deborah? How can I, what can I do for you this evening? And I said, what's happened? She said, well, I was offered the piano. And as much as I pretend that I was, you know, annoyed that it takes up all this space, I'm actually really excited for her. It's a beautiful piano, and it's it was a great find. And so I was actually really, really excited. And then that evening, Melanie and I spent the whole evening, along with the help of my boss's wife, rearranging our living room and deciding what to dispose of, which turned out to be the dining room table.
It was
the dining room table that I got in Colombia, that I had made in Colombia, and when I brought it to New York, the change in humidity, the wood warped severely. So it was it's still very pretty wood, but basically unusable. So we decided that that would be rehomed.
Right.
And by that, we meant put it on the curb, and then someone actually did come to pick it up. Some, you know, people do that in New York. You just put furniture on the curb, and then
do pick it up, don't they?
Yes, we do. We do pick things up. And then the very next day, during the day, Melanie had a bit of a stressful day dealing with the movers, but in the end,
I got my piano. Couple of sides. Number one, I've never dealt with movers before. Holy man.
So I've moved fairly frequently, and I think Melanie thinks that I'm just a big wimp when it comes to movers.
Yes, I do. Did think that.
Because it is fairly stressful, and I sometimes communicate that it's a little stressful and how I don't feel like dealing with the move. And Melanie thinks that because when I move, the movers come and pack my belongings. And granted, that is very helpful, but that's not the only source of stress when you're moving. And Melanie, I think, now realizes that I perhaps wasn't being such a wimp.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, thanks. That feels good. What else? What were your other signs?
They said they were insured. They said they were bonded. They said they were all those things. They showed up without the paperwork. At one point, the super was angry, and the super's boss was angry, and there was no way to make the elevator not close, so it kept trying to close on the piano, and we kept diving for the elevator door. It was kind of a giant mess getting it out of the apartment. Getting it in mine was easy, no problem. But at one point, I think the elevator door did close on the piano and just got a bit of a ding in one spot, which they promised they'd come out and fix. Hope they come out and fix it. So
it looks like they're going to fix the...
I hope so.
It's surface damage.
It's surface damage. The piano didn't even lose its tuning. Yeah. It's that great a piano. I love it. It sat there for 10 years being loved but not being used. And
now it's actually being used. I'm really enjoying it, actually, because Melanie is learning music. You know, it's much easier when you're a singer if you can actually hear the music or play the music and then learn the music, you know, learn music by playing and then singing along or whatever. So it's a great chance for me because I actually get to listen to Melanie sing and practice more often. So it's a pleasure for me.
And as it happens, when I was talking to the man giving away the piano, and he was very nice, he's moving to Virginia, moving out of New York. It came up that he was a knitter. I saw knitting beside him on the table.
So he's a knitter.
He is a knitter. Not just was. He is a knitter. He and his partner were both knitters. Hardcore knitters. And I interviewed him, so...
So that's coming up on a future podcast, because this one's already half full and we haven't even been to Maryland.
Exactly.
We haven't even left Pennsylvania yet.
We may never leave. We're in traffic.
Yeah, we're moving pretty slowly.
So,
with that, let's stop podcasting now so that we have some space on this episode for, I don't know, Maryland?
Maryland? Done.
We are right now at the Heirlooms. Is it Heirlooms Yarn?
Just the heirlooms
booth at the Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival. And Melanie has fallen in love with a hat pattern. What is the name of the hat pattern?
The cable-brimmed hat.
It's pretty descriptive.
Yes, yeah, so there is There's a cable brim, and then it's stockinette stitch, and then it's a pearl. So it's all in stockinette until you get to near to the crown. And then there's a purled row, and then a yarn over, knit two together, what it seems, row, and then there are decreases flat until you get to the crown.
It's flat like the earth.
So it's flat like the earth.
Back in the day.
Right. It's kind of a tam style, and it's slouchy, and Melanie has fallen in love with it. And it is knit out of the fleece artist, woolly silk 3-ply. And so right now Melanie is
in love with both the hat and two different skeins of this yarn.
Well, it's Canadian.
Well, yes. Fleece Artist is Canadian.
Go Canada.
Go Canada.
It's Canadian-y.
Hey.
So which one do I get?
So
can you describe them?
They're one of them, wool. They're both... Okay, they're 65% wool, 35% silk.
That equals 100.
That equals 100%. That's correct. One of them is...
Perfect, like
wool. One of them is lilac and light blue. Right, like a grayish light blue, and it's very pretty and very feminine. And the other one has turquoise and some sort of greenish yellow and purplish, pinkish, red, orange in it. And so one of them's kind of calm and pretty, and the other one is bright and striking. And it's like choosing between apples and oranges, or yarn and yarn.
I like apples and oranges.
Ooh.
I want a papaya.
Well, then don't get either.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about yarn. I okay. really like a papaya right now.
I could go for a good mango right now.
Okay, so which one do I pick?
Do you go for pretty and feminine, or do you go for striking and bold?
I like the bold idea, but I also wish I were more feminine.
You are feminine.
Thank you. I don't know.
Do you wear... You wear a lot of black, right?
Yes.
So which one would go better with your black clothing?
Okay, you know the more striking one would go better with black, but then so would this. It's hard to know how something this colorful would knit up.
Well, it's the sample is knit in a variegated yarn.
Ah.
So you can see how this yarn knits up, and it knits up in a variegated manner.
That's true.
There's not a lot of pooling. There's a little bit of flashing going on near the brim, but that goes away.
I do like pooling. Why doesn't it pool more? Why does? I don't understand.
Well, it depends how it's dyed and how randomly it's dyed. You're going to have to make a decision, sis.
Okay. I will. Maybe, okay. I'm going to think about it and then decide.
Okay. Okay.
There comes my daughter. Mackenzie.
She's wearing a pretty shawl. Did you make that? Or
She made it. These are the pretty Savvy Girls. So I listened to them on their podcast. She's getting married in 1 month.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
I'm loving your shawl.
Shouldn't you be knitting a wedding dress?
No. She knit me a wedding shawl, though.
I did.
Really?
What did you make it out of?
White.
Alpaca silk. Yeah, beautiful. It's white alpaca.
It has beautiful beading, lace.
So what is your name and your Ravelry name?
My name is Marlene, and my Ravelry name is Oiko Adams.
And
are you on Ravelry as well?
I am.
And what's your name?
Barefoot Baby.
And where are you from?
We're from Bel Air, Maryland.
So that's not far.
No, about an hour's drive.
Okay.
And are you having fun? What you doing?
Yes, this is like my fourth time. This is her first time, Maryland Sheep and
You're
Wool.
A Maryland virgin.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Whoa, this is special.
You're breaking me of it.
Before your wedding, no less.
She's getting married soon, by the way, people.
Yes.
And I'm going to be a hooker now because I just got my first rug hooking kit.
Just like our mom used to be a hooker in the 70s.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to learn.
Well, that's great. And you were going to show me what you bought. I always want to see what other people
buy. Yes, we just got a little bit of yarn. I have her purchase in here as well.
So you can show that off, too.
Yeah, this is hers. Because she's going to make a summer sweater, a pretty, what do you call that, a lavender
nice
gray?
Lavender. They call it Lilac Hawthorn Rat.
And this is Bugga. Yes. Yeah, and this is, I can never pronounce, this is the Verdant Griffin.
And Eidos, also by Verdant Griffin in a red, and I'm going to make a
You're going to make a
You can make
shirt.
A sweater out of two.
It's just a summer sweater, so short sleeves.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And you're petite.
You're little.
They call for 700 yards.
And there's a lot of yardage. That's
okay,
a good point.
Fine.
Yeah, see, there's 412 yards in that one. So.
Oh, there's 412 each?
That's double
that's
almost.
Yeah.
It's packed in there.
So what made you listen to knitting podcasts? Because you listen to our podcast, I've heard.
Yes, everyone.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
Well, I have a half-hour commute each way, so an hour each day. And if I listen to talking, it keeps me more awake than music, so... I'm more of a podcast person.
So why our podcast? There are lots of knitting podcasts.
How about the compliments? Where are the compliments?
Yes. Well, you guys are hysterical. And I love listening to all your travels. And when you lived out of the country, that was exciting.
That was fun.
And even in New York City, listening to your life there and your dating adventures.
Oh,
There are those. We're still spinsters.
Yeah, you guys do a great job. And your mom, she's just precious. Everybody loves your mom, I'm sure.
We're going to get her here next year.
Good.
Right? We're going to get her to Maryland.
Yeah. Good. And no gerbils with you?
They're back in New York.
They're back in New York waiting. There's a new one. She is morbidly obese. She's really pretty. So,
The old ones...
There are new ones now.
Gerbils.
And she knits for her gerbils.
Yes.
Like not sweaters? Frequently. But.
Little cape. I've done a cape. I've done little socks, which they hated. Although the new one would need like 2 skeins of yarn. She's huge. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah. She's
not that bad.
Too many skeins.
Yeah.
Well, it's fun to be here. We were almost didn't come, and then we came.
Well, welcome to Maryland. So,
thank you.
Thank you. How's your day going?
We're having a great day. It's around 12:30 now, and we've already finished a day's worth of activity, and we have a whole day's worth of activity ahead, so we're fitting 2 days into one. We woke up this morning and got ready and packed up. Oh, we missed the story from last night, actually. If you remember last year when Melanie and I went to the Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival, we stayed at a hotel. I forget which one it was. I forget what it was called.
It was a motel. It was by Waffle House. Whatever the motel is by Waffle House in Frederick.
Yeah, I don't remember it. Obviously don't remember what it was called. But while we were there, if you remember there, well, when we were talking about it, there were some very drunk people. And there was vomit on the stairs that we had to pass every time we went up and down to our car.
So outside stairs.
Outside stairs, yeah. But it was a motel, so you walk outside until you get to your room. But there was, you know, a pile of vomit there. And last night, Melanie and I, we went out for dinner. We had a lovely evening. We were just arriving back at the hotel, and we're staying at a Sheraton this time, and it's a lot more comfortable. And sure enough, we're walking, there was a couple in front of us, and she looked a little unsteady on her feet, I thought, and so she was leaning on her boyfriend, but I sort of thought, he was kind of a big guy, so I thought that maybe she just liked leaning on him, until she started throwing up. But they kept walking, so she threw up, it must have walked right into it, or it must have landed on her feet, because there was no, like, forward motion. Well, they were, any forward
motion...
The vomit
had no forward motion.
Well, any forward motion that the vomit had... So did the people. So it must have gotten on them once, and then twice, and then 3 times. And Melanie and I, we just went right into the hotel, up to the front desk, and said, there's a woman throwing up outside. We're going to bed.
And it wasn't us.
And it definitely wasn't us.
I mean, really sorry, however.
Yeah. So this is, Maryland Sheep and Wool is apparently the vomit festival.
Lucky us.
Lucky us. Well, it's just the Maryland Sheep and Wool Hospital. Hospitals.
Hotels.
Anyway, so that was last night.
So we woke up this morning.
Yes. And we got ready, and we went for breakfast at a place called the Bagel Bin.
And you were very... This is in Columbia, Maryland. You were really patient, because I admit I was kind of in a bad mood.
Maybe just a little.
I have a bit of travel panic. I'm leaving for Europe in 3 days. So it doesn't make sense, and I travel a lot. But it was just one of these... There's so much to do. I need to do my Canadian and my late American taxes. Well, I filed an extension, but still, I have to get all these taxes done and pack, and there's no way I'm going to fit the 1,000 promo postcards I ordered into my bag, along with all my props and a mini accordion, which may not arrive in time. The point is, I was up at 5 panicking. Well, I was up at 5 because, I don't know.
Because you were awake at 5.
Awake at 5. So anyway, a bit bad mood, but bagels made it better.
No, the bagels didn't help.
You helped.
So eventually we determined that indeed Melanie's mood had become good enough to go to the festival.
Then we went,
and it only took an extra hour. It's okay. So we got to the festival, and Sunday seems to be a morning where the traffic is less busy and the parking is less busy, so it was much easier to drive into the parking lot.
It's still really full.
It's full. It's just there wasn't the same kind of backed up traffic. And then once we got into the festival, we had done most of it yesterday, and I was not interested in doing too much shopping, and Melanie wasn't that
into it.
I didn't want to do too much.
Right.
I still didn't want to do too much, even after I bought a few things.
Well, you didn't do too much. Too much would be a giant bulging bag of yarn and fiber at a spinning wheel, like last year.
With 4 fleeces and a spinning wheel.
Yes, after I'm not going to buy anything.
I don't know that I said that last year.
You said, I'm not going to buy any fleeces.
I didn't say that last year.
The point is, listen, last year she did say that on the way we recorded it.
I don't think that's true.
The point
is... I'm going to finish telling the story.
Okay.
So Melanie and I, we went through the last of the barns that we hadn't seen, and then we went to just redo a couple areas before, you know, outside, and it isn't raining quite yet, but it looks like it will rain soon. So we did the outside booths, and we came upon a booth that we hadn't spent time in before. And it was a woman who made absolutely beautiful bags that she sews. She sews her bags, and she makes them out of this very soft, beautiful leather colors and some very heavy-duty upholstery fabric. And I really liked them. And then we determined that, in fact, not only did we like what she made, but she also had put a variety of it on sale, to the point where she had put it on sale so much that as she was selling it to us, she was saying, oh, this is really cheap. Ooh, I'm not going to earn any money off of this. It was, made me really uncomfortable because I thought, I felt like I was doing her a disservice by purchasing her goods, but I was just paying what she put on the tag.
Exactly. And she, yeah, that was a little uncomfortable because she kept saying, oh, if you don't buy that, I'm going to unmark it down.
So it was a little uncomfortable, but then the items I decided not to buy, she put right back on the sale racks, and she didn't change the tag. She put it right up, and then someone else picked it up. So I don't know I think she was just a talker.
I think a little flaky. An artist.
I think she was, she actually said that she's a little bit of a hippie, so that's okay. But just, I felt badly buying. I felt kind of funny buying from her, but I did, because I liked what she made. So I ended up with getting quite a large tote-style bag with leather sides and kind of a fabric front panel. I'm really, really pleased with it. And then a smaller, like a small purse, the kind of thing that you would take if you were going out and you don't want to carry your larger purse if you're just going out for, let's say, for dinner for an evening and you don't want to have everything with you. So I got that, and then I got a necklace. She also does some jewelry bead work. So I bought a necklace with, I don't remember what the stones were. Some of it was jade, I think. No, it wasn't jade.
It was green garnet.
Green garnet, and then a purple one.
And amethyst. It was amethyst and green garnet.
So I got matching earrings and then a necklace, and it's a little bit chunky. I really like it.
It's very, very pretty.
But the colors are quite intense, and I like that. Like, it's kind of quite a deep purple. So,
and it's an interesting shape.
Yeah, yeah. So very happy with that. And Melanie, she got?
I got a pair of earrings made of,
there was gold.
The sticks were gold. Right, gold findings.
The little things.
Oh, I didn't know they had a name. Okay, yeah. So gold findings and amber. It was amber and quartz and gold findings.
Beautiful.
And it was $5. It was usually something like 20, and it was marked down to 5. And then I got a beautiful green garnet necklace earring set, which I'm currently looking at right now.
So everyone have a look at her and say, ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. You look so good.
Yes, thank you.
It's hard with jewelry because it's so easy to fall in love and buy something and then you forget you own it and you have lots of things. So I'm trying to be selective, especially with necklaces, because I love wearing necklaces. And now that when I pierced my ears in Europe myself again last year.
Melanie's ears were just slightly grown in.
I told last year's podcast. We went through that.
Okay.
So yeah, it's just so much fun to wear earrings now. When I was up until they grew back a tiny bit, it hurt. I could feel them, and it was uncomfortable to wear earrings all the time. And now it isn't. So, great. I'm having a great time wearing earrings for the first time in my life. So, that's making me happy.
That's great.
About earrings.
Did I talk about what I purchased yesterday?
I don't think you did.
I don't think so. So, you all need to know about my buying habits, obviously.
All right. Clearly.
All right. So, I don't remember where I bought the... I bought 2 skeins of a heavy lace weight, 20% silk, 80%, I assume, merino, or... I think one of them was merino. Actually, one was merino, one was BFL, I think. So, but 2 skeins, and they look very similar, but it's just the type of wool is slightly different. Well, it is different, because one's merino, one's BFL. And then I also... And that was... Those were in a kind of olivey green color. And
are you talking about poop on grass?
Yes.
Okay.
So one was an olive green color and one was a golden brown color.
And we had help picking those.
Yeah, we did. We interviewed those ladies.
We did, and they helped us pick your yarn. So it was nice having some help with that.
And when Melanie says poop on grass, it's just because the brown she thinks is the color of poo. I don't know what she's eating. But the brown she says is the color of poo, and then the green obviously to her represents grass. So she thinks it looks like poop on grass. I disagree. Also, I would like to say that this golden brown is, again, I don't know what she's eating.
You should call it the poop and grass shawl. Poop and grass.
No.
Or you could call it the poop and gris. The poop and gris shawl.
The poop and gris?
No one will know. The poop and gris.
Release it under that name?
Yes.
No, I don't intend to design a shawl.
You really should. The poop and gris. The shawl that expels... it needs something here. Poop and gris.
Right.
The shawl that splats... Go on.
All right. Okay. Again, don't know what you're eating.
Nothing.
Can you use the word splat?
No. Oh, dear.
So, and then I've got two skeins of...
Wool-miser.
Wool-miser. And it's the first time that I've seen wool-miser for sale anywhere. I have one skein of wool-miser that Melanie bought for me when she was in England.
I bought the wool-miser at Loop. The shop in England. They get it in occasionally.
So she got me one skein, and I haven't worked with that yet, but one of the reasons I haven't worked with it is because it was my one special skein of wool miser, and I wanted to save it up, I guess, and, you know, find the right pattern, the right time to work with it. But now I have two more, so I will feel a little bit freer working. Well, and also I like the size of the skeins and the colors I chose, and I want to see what the big deal is about. I got those. I got... Now, if you remember from... A few years ago, Melanie and I used to absolutely love the booth at Rhinebecker at the New York State Chip and Wool Festival called Times Remembered. And then they stopped coming. They stopped showing there. And they sold a yarn, Prime Alpaca, and it's a heavy sport weight, 100% alpaca, and it's just wonderfully smooth and drapey. And I know that they weren't producing that alpaca. I know that they were selling it, and I've seen... Prime alpaca, the same put up, the same everything, sold by different companies.
Well, how did they get it then? Were they? I thought they were an alpaca farm.
I don't think they were an alpaca farm.
So they were just a store?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know why I thought it was their alpacas.
I don't believe so.
They didn't ever say they were. I just sort of assumed.
I don't believe so. But anyways, I really like that yarn. I've worked with it quite a few times, and my collection of it is getting a little bit low, and I found someone else selling it just under a slightly different name, but it was the same yarn, so I bought myself. They're generous gains. They're 600 yards. I don't know how heavy they are, but quite a big skein. So I got myself one, and then I went to... So I knit previously. I don't know, I finished it maybe 8 months ago. I have no idea how long ago it was, but I finished I forget the name of the shawl, but it was the Hoki Locatelli is the designer, and it was a mystery shawl, and then in the end it came out with a name, but since I knit it as a mystery shawl, the name wasn't on the pattern, so I don't remember it.
I'm sure it was a very mysterious name.
Yeah, but it's different shaped stripes, and there are these little wiggly fringes all along the side, and it's three colors, and I had knitted out of three different colors of alpaca: a white, a medium gray, and an almost black, like a dark gray. And Savvy Mom saw me wearing it last time I was in Toronto and just absolutely adored it, and I tried to give it to her and she didn't want it. She wanted to make it.
Isn't that nice?
In the exact same color that I had chosen. So I went to the A Touch of Twist booth, because that's where I bought that yarn, and I got her the yarn to make that very same shawl in those very same colors. And that is what I bought. I think, did I buy anything else?
I bought you a skein of yarn.
Yes.
So I bought that. I don't
yarn.
Well, whether or not we did, I got you a skein of yarn.
Well, thank you.
It's called
you.
Peacock is the colorway.
And
the yarn is called Fiber Canada. Fiber, what? Mermaid something.
Not mermaid.
No, fish.
Just give me a second.
Fish fiber. It's in the car here.
Yeah, it's right back there.
Okay, we'll say something clever while I look.
We're just going to cut this part out. Fleece artist.
Right. Yes.
So it's a fleece artist skein, and it's a silk wool blend. I don't remember what it's called. Silky.
something like that.
Woolly silk.
Woolly silk, something like that.
And we got a good deal for that. I think the skeins that, where we bought them, the skeins were 10 grams short. So they were 90 gram skeins instead of 100 gram skeins. So they discounted them by about $6 a skein. So
You have to exit there.
No.
You're supposed to...
I was podcasting. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have warned you. Okay, I think it's recalculated. No, it hasn't. It will in a minute. Let's just get off here. Let's take a break.
Okay.
We actually just took a podcast break for a couple hours. We had to visit the Salle de Bain and take a little stretch. So we did that, and now we are just about to get in the Lincoln Tunnel. Oh, we have to pay the toll. So, okay, we were talking about what we bought. So, Deborah, you listed, I think, everything you bought. You didn't mention the purses.
Yes, I did.
The necklace, you mentioned that?
I think I did.
Yes, we talked about garnets. So, yes, you did. So, I also bought a necklace and earrings from that
woman. For the same place?
Same person. And they are beautiful. I took the earrings out because they were bouncing a little while I was driving. But then I'm wearing the necklace. It is absolutely gorgeous.
Very pretty.
Thank you.
And my outer... We tend to buy jewelry at yarn fairs.
I do.
Not the first time that we've done it.
And we were visiting with one of our listeners, Knit All the Stuff, in the lower field, if you've been to Maryland Sheep and Wool, and something happened.
Oh, yes, that was so much fun.
We're just going to do a little toll payment here.
Melanie's paying the toll.
Go, cheap toll. All right, so, okay.
Yes, so we were in the lower field, and there was a commotion going on. And we were very curious. Of course, there's crowds of people, and they're kind of moving around, and lots of somewhat nervous giggles and squeals of joy and that kind of thing.
And delight.
Yes. And so, Mel, what happened?
Well, all of a sudden, three sheep ran by. They were just trotting. Three sheep trotted by straight into one of the booths.
So it seems that they had been doing the sheepdog demonstrations, and the three sheep did not want to be herded by the dogs. And instead, they discovered that they could duck under
all of them
the fence. Well, I think, you know, sheep follow each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Like sheep.
So one of them, obviously, or perhaps all three, thinking of one mind, ducked under the fence and then escaped. And all three of them trotted together, and they trotted right into a booth with, it was a booth full of yarn.
And roving. I think they wanted to see it. But their furs, they're not fur. What do they have on them?
Yeah.
What kind of podcast do we do?
Where are we?
I don't know. We've been driving forever.
It's been a little while. Anyway, so it looks like they just wanted to see what, you know, the next step in the process looked like. Well, not the next step. Multiple steps down.
So the dog was running after them. So there was a border collie running after them. And the woman with the head mic, who was the announcer, also running after them.
She was really angry.
She kept screaming at people to stop trying to catch the sheep.
Yeah, she was not happy. She thought someone was going to get hurt. And, you know, and then people were trying to be helpful. So they would, you know, try to stand in the way of the sheep. And it's not like they were rams. So I don't think the sheep were particularly dangerous.
No, and they were having a great time. They were not angry sheep. They were just kind of googling around.
But she was concerned about someone getting injured, and she knows sheep better than I, so perhaps there was the chance of injury, but... So
maybe
she was,
a child, I don't know.
She was pretty angry, but I think she was pretty angry at her sheep also.
And then they had to stop the demonstration, because as she said, now that they know they can escape, they're going to do it again.
Which is typical of most animals, frankly.
Exactly. So...
So that was funny.
We have some pictures. We'll post pictures from that. You were talking about shopping, and you said something true and funny.
Generally when you go to a fiber festival, or you go to somewhere where there were booths, but not fixed stores, that you don't really find much on sale. But it turns out that Melanie and I seem to sale shop the place without sales, because...
Every time.
Everything we bought. Well, no, I found a couple good deals, but they weren't on sale.
They were still good deals.
They were good deals.
As far as the Volmiza, that stuff's hard to get.
That's hard to get, and the price wasn't that much more than you would pay if you were buying it directly in Europe. The Fleece Artist, the skeins were 10 grams short, and so they were discounted by something like $6. And then the purses and bags we bought and the jewelry that we bought, all of that was discounted as well.
Between 25 to 40%.
Yeah, they were significantly discounted because they were either her old stock... The beautiful, beautiful bag that I bought, kind of the large tote bag, which will make a beautiful knitting bag, there was a small pen mark on it, which actually didn't exist.
It had been absorbed by the leather. You can barely see it. A teeny little mark.
Like 2 millimeters long, and it just in a hidden spot, but she had discounted it by $50. It was significantly discounted. So we sail shopped the place with no sails.
And then we left. We did a little more antiquing. We're looking for pieces for the costume for my new show. My show this summer is about vaudevillian Sophie Tucker. Not everyone knows who she is. I didn't.
Her name is Sophie Tucker, not vaudevillian.
Yes, she was a vaudevillian and a cabaret singer and a blues singer and a jazz singer and other kinds of singers you can't say anymore because you can't. The point is, we're looking for costume pieces for my show, and we went to a few antique markets, antique malls on the way, and I managed to get a few pieces of sheet music, including one with the knitting on the front, and a hat for my costume.
So very successful. Well, not super successful, but successful enough of an antiquing experience.
Deborah, do you like antiquing at all, or are you just being kind?
It depends what it is. I really like looking at some antique furniture, but more antique, sturdy antique wood furniture. I'm less of a look at every little trinket.
I love trinkets.
But Melanie loves it, and I'm absolutely happy to do things that she enjoys and to enjoy her enjoyment of it. Oh, we're paying another toll.
Yes. This is very expensive to get home. Oh, well. Thank you so much.
And it's a little loud, but we are going through the Lincoln Tunnel, so...
So if the zombies attack and we get stuck in here, it's probably not so good.
Well, I was going to say, so if you've never been through the Lincoln Tunnel, here you go.
Okay, here we go.
This is what it sounds like.
And all the wool is coming with us.
Whee!
And oh, we told...
Oh, and now we're in the tunnel.
We told Savvy Mom...
Does it look good?
Oh, it looks... It's actually kind of eerie.
It's a tunnel.
We told Savvy Mom about the yarn that you bought for her.
Yes,
she was really excited.
Yeah, she was. I'm not sure that she totally remembers having that conversation with me where she said she was going to knit that, but I distinctly remember. So now that I've purchased it, she now has to knit it.
And we're going to make her update. She's going to give us some... She hasn't knit a proper thing in quite a while.
Yeah, it's true. I don't think she's knit... Has she knit any hats?
She has not. She crocheted a hat, I believe.
I knit 3 hats for Tracy.
By the way, Tracy appreciates these hats so much.
Can you give a little background in case someone doesn't know what we're talking about?
Okay, my friend Tracy has cancer. She has breast cancer, and she's just started her second round of chemo of 6 or something. I think you go through 6 rounds of chemo. And her hair fell out pretty much right away. And she is not a knitter. I don't see her all that much because she lives in Alberta and I live in New York. And I thought, you know what? It would be really nice. It would be really nice if she just got yarn bombed with hats, because I just wanted her to feel special, because I think people don't feel all that special. I mean, she probably feels unattractive and sick. And I thought, and so anyway,
Melanie wanted to do something very nice. Tracy has been absolutely overwhelmed by those who have sent in hats, and she's feeling absolutely overwhelmed. Not just hats, people. Utiles, gloves,
and socks, and shawls.
And she is feeling absolutely loved. And
so we went to her house.
Utile, because I don't remember what you're about to say.
Oh, just how she told us both in person how overwhelmed she felt by all the love and the good hopes of all these people she's never met, and how they're making her feel strong knowing that people all over the world are pushing for her. And it's really sweet. I wasn't sure how it would make her feel, and it did exactly what I had hoped it would.
And also, she completely appreciates the effort that goes into knitting things. Her and her husband have said, like, look at this, look how many stitches are in here. And then there was one hand-spun item that I pointed out, or maybe a couple hand-spun items I pointed out. And they said, what, someone spun this yarn, and then they knitted all these stitches? And so they both completely appreciate the effort that goes into hand-knitting.
Her husband is fascinated. Dave is fascinated by the technique on this thing, too.
So he was asking Melanie, he was looking at a pair of fingerless gloves, I think, and a fingerless mitts. And he was asking her, so how is this part different than this part? And he was pointing to the ribbing versus the stockinette stitch. And that's very cute.
Very cute.
Very cute.
So we're in Manhattan. I think that...
It's time to concentrate on
driving. It's time to concentrate. And I think we pretty much filled up this podcast. So those of you we met in Maryland, it was great to meet you.
And those of you we missed, I'm so sorry. But I'm sure we'll catch up at another Fiber Festival or somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's time for the conclusion.
Okay.
It's neat and it's sweet, it's a ding dong treat. Knitting socks for little feet.
Just knitting with your knitting all day long.
You know, knitting's friendly and knitting's fun.
Knitting's good for everyone, and that is why we sing this knitting song.
Well, it's knit one, purl two. What's a knitter gonna do with a gall?
ditch that mitten out the door right now.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Savvy Girls Podcast. It was so much fun to take you with us on our trip, our 2014 trip to the Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival. If you'd like to reach us, you can find us on our website at www.savvygirls.ca. That's SAVVYGIRLS.ca. You can also find us on Facebook under the Savvy Girls Podcast. We are on Twitter as Savvy Girls PCast. And of course, we are on Ravelry. That as well, we have our Savvy Girls Podcast group. But well, I'm Savvy Girl Deborah and Melanie is Savvy Girl Melanie. I am going to go so I can help Melanie, well, navigate these streets. And in upcoming shows, just let me tell you, Melanie is off to Prague.
She
will be, I'm sure, podcasting from Prague. I am going to be hanging out in New York for the summer, and I will be podcasting from New York. And we have all sorts of, I don't know, I'll be talking about knitting, and Melanie will be talking about not knitting, probably.
Likely.
Anyways, until next time,
tend to your knitting,
kitten.
Cardigan would look silly without long green stripes.
Well, don't shout.
I'll shout if I want to. And do you know why?